What if the entire multi-trillion dollar AI revolution is being held back not by software or algorithms, but by a manufacturing step so complex that only one company can do it at scale? And what if that company is already at 100% capacity, with demand set to quadruple? That's the reality of advanced semiconductor packaging in June 2026. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, it's all about what happens after the wafer is made. The AI gold rush has created a massive bottleneck in something called advanced packaging. We're seeing capacity shortages, a frantic race for new technologies, and huge geopolitical shifts in the supply chain.
That's right. The performance of next-generation AI accelerators from NVIDIA and AMD is no longer just about the silicon. It's about how you assemble the chiplets, the memory, and the interconnects into a single powerful system. This week, we saw a flurry of developments that reveal who is leading, who is lagging, and where the new opportunities are for Western firms.
All right, Troy, let's start with the heart of the problem. A report from Backplane on June 2nd identified TSMC's CoWoS packaging as the single biggest bottleneck for AI chip growth. What exactly is CoWoS, and why is it causing such a logjam?
CoWoS stands for Chip on Wafer on Substrate. It's TSMC's flagship 2.5D packaging technology. Think of it as a miniature motherboard. It allows chipmakers like NVIDIA to place their powerful GPU dies right next to stacks of high-bandwidth memory, or HBM, on a silicon interposer. This proximity is critical for the massive data throughput AI models require.
So the bottleneck is a physical capacity issue. They just can't make enough of these mini motherboards?
Precisely. TSMC is trying to quadruple its capacity from about 35,000 wafers per month in late 2024 to around 120,000 by the end of 2026. But even that won't be enough to meet demand from new architectures like NVIDIA's Blackwell and AMD's MI325X. The choke points are highly specialized processes like deep reactive ion etching for the through-silicon vias.
What does a capacity crunch at TSMC in Taiwan mean for a U.S. or European manufacturer, say in the automotive or industrial automation sector?
It means you are suddenly competing with the entire AI industry for advanced manufacturing resources. Your orders for advanced processors could be delayed or deprioritized. It also means the equipment suppliers are booming. We saw KLA project its advanced packaging business will hit over $1.3 billion in fiscal 2026, a 57% year-over-year growth. Applied Materials also reported record revenue of $7.91 billion, forecasting their packaging business will accelerate over 50% this year.
So for trading companies and distributors, this signals scarcity.
It signals scarcity and a flight to quality. The companies that can secure supply from KLA or Applied Materials for their own packaging lines will have a significant advantage. Western distributors should be watching which assembly and test companies, or OSATs, are receiving these new tools. That's a leading indicator of future capacity.
And the actionable insight for executives this week?
Reevaluate any single source dependencies on TSMC's CoWoS. If your product roadmap relies on it, you need a plan B. Start investigating alternative packaging providers and technologies now, because the lead times are only going to extend.
Okay, so if CoWoS is the bottleneck, what's the tech race to solve it? We saw a flurry of announcements around something called hybrid bonding. On May 28th, European research institute IMEC and EV Group announced a world record in this area.
Yes, this is a critical development. Hybrid bonding is a true 3D integration technology. Instead of using tiny solder bumps to connect chips, it directly bonds the copper interconnects and the surrounding dielectric material. This allows for dramatically finer connection pitches. IMEC and EVG achieved a 200 nanometer pitch with a post-bond overlay accuracy of less than 40 nanometers.
Less than 40 nanometers? Put that in perspective for us.
It means you can stack logic dies on top of memory dies with an incredibly dense web of connections, almost as if they were a single chip. This shortens data paths, boosts speed, and slashes power consumption. CEA Leti in France also demonstrated this down to a 1 micrometer pitch, specifically targeting AI hardware bottlenecks.
It sounds like European research hubs are at the forefront here. How does this affect manufacturers on the continent?
It's a major opportunity.
European manufacturers, especially in automotive and industrial IoT, could gain a competitive edge by collaborating with institutes like IMEC and Fraunhofer, which is also developing high-density chiplet systems. This allows them to design highly integrated, power-efficient systems and potentially build a more resilient local supply chain.
And for trading companies, is this a technology they can source today?
Not yet at mass scale, but it's coming fast. They should be tracking the equipment vendors who enable this, like EV Group, and the foundries that are first to qualify it. Samsung just shipped samples of its 12-layer HBM4E memory, which will eventually require hybrid bonding to overcome the performance limits of current microbumps. The transition is inevitable.
So, what's the actionable advice for our listeners?
Executives should task their R&D teams with evaluating the impact of hybrid bonding on their next-generation product designs. The performance and form factor advantages will be substantial. For those in the supply chain, start building relationships with the European research consortiums and the equipment suppliers pioneering this technology.
This brings us to the supply chain. With Taiwan as the epicenter of the bottleneck, we're seeing a massive global scramble to build new packaging capacity elsewhere. Intel seems to be leading the charge for the U.S.
They are making a huge bet. On June 1st, we learned Intel is moving forward with a $3.3 billion investment in a glass core substrate facility in Odisha, India. Glass substrates are a potential game changer. They offer better thermal and electrical stability than the organic substrates used today, which is critical for the massive packages needed for AI.
And this ties into their broader foundry ambitions, correct?
Exactly. Intel is aggressively expanding its proprietary packaging technologies, EMIB and Ferreros, as a key differentiator for its foundry business. They see packaging as a faster way to win customers like Google and Amazon than trying to beat TSMC on leading-edge process nodes alone. The goal is to integrate 1 trillion transistors in a single package by 2030.
So we have Intel building in India and the U.S. What are other major players doing?
It's a global realignment. On May 29th, Amkor Technology announced it's acquiring 67 more acres in Arizona to expand its U.S. footprint, aiming to create the first high-volume advanced OSAT facility in the country. AMD is investing over $10 billion into the Taiwan ecosystem to work with partners like ASE on new interconnect technologies. And Samsung is responding by investing $1.5 billion in a new semiconductor test facility in Vietnam, scheduled to open in November 2027.
So for U.S. and European manufacturers, this geographic diversification is good news, right? It means more options and less geopolitical risk.
In the long term, yes. It creates opportunities to build more resilient, localized supply chains. A U.S. automotive company could eventually work with Amkor in Arizona for packaging, using chips from GlobalFoundries' Malta, New York fab, which just received CHIPS Act funding to triple its capacity. This was unthinkable 5 years ago.
What should trading companies and distributors be looking for in this new landscape?
They need to update their maps. The key hubs are no longer just in Taiwan and Korea. Arizona, Ohio, Germany, and now India and Vietnam are becoming critical nodes. They need to understand the capabilities of these new facilities. Amkor's Arizona plan, for example, will focus on flip chip and system and package, which are crucial for the automotive and communications markets.
So, Troy, what is the key action item from all this supply chain movement?
Engage with these new and expanding facilities immediately, whether you are a manufacturer or a distributor. The players who establish relationships with Intel Foundry Services, Amkor in the U.S., or the new hubs in Europe and Vietnam will secure capacity and gain a significant advantage over the next 5 years. Don't wait until the fabs are built.
Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's distill this all down. What are the 3 key strategic takeaways for U.S. and European executives?
First, advanced packaging is now the primary battleground for AI performance. It is as important, if not more important, than the process node. Your company's competitiveness will depend on your access to and understanding of these technologies, from CoWoS to hybrid bonding.
Second?
Third,
the global semiconductor supply chain is actively de-risking away from Taiwan. We're seeing a multipolar world emerge with major investments in the US, Europe, and Southeast Asia. This creates complexity, but also unprecedented opportunities to build more resilient and localized supply chains for Western companies.
And the final, most important takeaway.
This is not a problem for tomorrow. The capacity crunch is here, and the race to secure future supply has already begun. Waiting is not a strategy. The time for passive observation is over.
Proactive engagement with foundries, OSATs, and equipment suppliers is now a competitive necessity for survival and growth in the AI era.
A clear call to action. Troy, thank you for breaking down this incredibly complex but critical landscape.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. We hope this briefing provides the clarity you need to navigate the week ahead. Join us again next week for your essential update on the technology shaping global industry.
Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. Thank you for listening.